Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, I'm in the right place at the right time with y'all today. I sure love you. I've been praying for you every day this week. God's will. I pray Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 over you every day of my life. That God's will would be done in your life, that you would have a quality life, abundant life. That's what I pray for you every day. That you would overcome, that you would advance, that you would triumph, that you would win in life. That's what I pray for y'all. Amen. If you have your Bible, let's hold it up, make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can we thank Him for the Word today? Thank Him for the Word today. Hallelujah. Well, you're in the right place today. I begin a brand new series today called The Pathway to Promotion. The Pathway to Promotion. So y'all pray for me, okay, over the next 4 weeks, because I believe this is going to be life-changing for you as an individual and for our church corporately on the pathway to promotion. And you know, I always try to share a big idea with you. I don't want to waste your time. I value you too much for that. So the big idea, that this is what I want you to walk away with. For example, when you're eating at White Castle this afternoon, what was that? You're eating those belly bombers this afternoon, you know? And you, somebody says to you, where'd you go this morning? Well, I went to Church on the Rock. Yeah. Well, what'd y'all learn over there? You'll be able to tell them, here's what you learned right here, the big idea. And the big idea for the whole series is this. The pathway to promotion is by discovering your gift and serving God and others with it. The pathway to promotion is through discovering your spiritual gifts and then serving God and other people with it. I want to say it again. The pathway to promotion comes by discovering, developing, distributing your spiritual gifts and serving God and others with it. Your gifts, spiritual gifts, and your purpose are connected. You'll find your purpose when you discover your God-given spiritual gifts. You'll find your purpose when you discover your God-given spiritual gifts. You will find your calling. And did you know we're all called, right? And I really believe those that are called that we never see will get greater rewards than those we see called on the platform. I really believe that. Every one of us have a calling. So as we go through scriptures today, I want you to look for the word calling in all the scriptures. Calling. Because discovering your spiritual gift, you'll find out your calling. Your gift reveals your calling. Pastor, I don't know my calling. I don't know my purpose. Well, I'm going to help you discover your spiritual gift. And when you discover your spiritual gift, then you'll know your calling and your purpose in life. Your gifts in life, your spiritual gifts in life, now watch this, your spiritual gifts in life are connected to your God-given dream. Your spiritual gifts are connected to your God-given dream. And God has a dream for each and every one of us. Let's watch the reel.
I just got to tell you, you've got to chase that dream before you die, man. You should go and live your dream. Just go see. And if you're unhappy with your life, if you haven't figured your life out, if you're thinking there's more to your life than it is, is because the only reason you have that question is because you're not living in your gift. Once you discover your gift, there lies your greatest chance for success. God puts your real life in your imagination. That's where your real life ain't in your present circumstance. Your real life is not in your current situation. Your real life, he tucks it away in your imagination.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him say that your dream is connected to your gift? And when you discover your gift, your spiritual gifts, then you'll know why you're on earth. You'll know your God-given dream, calling, purpose, and assignment. How rich is that? So all of us should leave less confused about who we are and what we're to do with our life at the end of this month. Are y'all ready on this journey? I'm so excited. This is going to be the best series we've ever done at Church on the Rock. Amen? So let's look at it. Let's get right in the Word. Proverbs 18:16. A man or woman's gift, notice the word gift, a man or woman's gift will make room for you. It will make room for you. Say, room for me. It'll make room for you. And look, brings promotion. It will bring you before great people. What will cause you to be promoted and be before great people, influencers in life that you need to fulfill your calling? Your spiritual gift. A person's gift will make room for them and bring promotion, bring them before great men and women. So the make room for me right there means to enlarge, enlarge. God doesn't want you to live a small life. Life is too short and life is too long. Life is too short and life is too long to waste your life. So it means to make room for you. Your gift will make room for you, not your personality, not the color of your skin, not your EQ, IQ, net worth, network, but your spiritual gift will bring promotion in your life. It'll make room for you. It will enlarge your life. And make room means to take new territory, to take new territory. Or we could say to go to a new level, to go to a new level. Or we could say to go where you've never gone before, to do what you've never done before, to see what you've never seen before. It's all attached to your spiritual gift. The pathway to promotion is connected to your spiritual gift. Your dream, your cause, your assignment, your purpose is all connected. You heard Steve Harvey. It's all connected to your spiritual gift. That's why it's so important to know what God has deposited on the inside of you. Amen. So then our gifts are the tools to help us fulfill our calling. Our spiritual gifts are the tools to help us fulfill our calling. Notice with me, family. Now, we're all learners at Church on the Rock. Amen. You're students, right? Notice the word gifts and calling. They go together. I know my gift. I'll know my calling. I know my gift. I'll know my calling. That's why the God is for you experience classes here are so important, because in those four classes, we help you to discover your spiritual gift. And when you know your gift, you'll know your calling. When you know your gift, you'll know your purpose. When you know your gift, you'll know your assignment. They're connected together. Okay? So then we see in Romans 11:29, look at the words gift and calling. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. So God doesn't take them back. Notice when I discover my gift, people who say, why am I here? Why did God create me? Why did God make me this way? What am I to do with my life? I don't know my career. I don't know my calling. I don't know my purpose. I don't know why God made me the way that I'm made. Why didn't God make me like him? Why didn't God make me like her? You're going to find out that when you discover your spiritual gifts, it will reveal to you your assignment, your calling, and your purpose. They go together. So instead of trying to find your purpose, try to find out your spiritual gifts. Are y'all with me? Oh, praise God. 2 Timothy 1:9. He saved us, and then what did he do? He called us. So everybody who's saved has a calling. Everybody who's a Christian has a calling. Two words, letter C. Every Christian has a calling. Every one of us has an assignment. We're not to neglect our calling. We're not to neglect our calling. I remember my father, who's in heaven, who died at age 56 with rheumatoid arthritis. I remember my dad used to say to me, Dave, God called you because I didn't fulfill my calling. He would say to me, Dave, I was called into the ministry, but I didn't go. So because I didn't go, he said, I believe God called you into your ministry. Don't neglect your calling. Don't belittle your calling. He saved us. So everyone who's saved or a Christian who have experienced the song they sang about his love, forgiveness, and acceptance, you have a calling on your life. So turn to somebody and say, you have a calling on your life. Not according to our works. That was the song that they sang. It's not by being perfect. It's not by being work our way for it. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift, and with it came spiritual gifts. Salvation is a gift. Oh, I feel the anointing of God. Oh, we're never going to be the same. He saved us, and he called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his purpose. According to whose purpose? His purpose for our life. Don't waste your life. Don't belittle your life. Don't live a small life, because Christ died for you to have an abundant life. Amen. Next verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Brothers and sisters, look for the word calling. Brothers and sisters, consider who you were when God called you. Every Christian has a calling. Not many of you were wise scholars by human standards, nor were many of you in positions of power. Not many of you were considered the elite when you answered God's call. Wow, God's calling all of us, but the question is, are we answering the call? God's calling all of us, young, old, fat, skinny, rich, poor, educated, non-educated. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. I love that. I love that. So notice your calling, verse 27. But God chose those who the world threw away. God chose those who the world considers foolish to shame those who think they are wise. God chose the puny and the powerless to shame the high and the mighty. He chose the lowly, the laughable in the world's eye. Anybody ever laughed at you, made fun of you, belittled you, called you names? Look at this. Those are the ones that God chooses. He chose the lowly, the laughable in the world's eyes. He chose nobodies. Whoa. Set that the world so he could shame the somebodies. For he chose what is regarded as insignificant in order to succeed what is regarded as prominent. Oh my goodness. Ephesians 4 verse 1, look at the word calling. As a prisoner of the Lord, I plead with you to walk holy in a way that is suitable to your high rank, given to you in your, I'm going to do a Fred Price, I can't hear you. Not just a calling, a divine calling. You don't want to ignore it. You don't want to waste it. We're going to look at next week. We find out that when we ignore this calling, actually a curse comes on our life. When we ignore the calling, a curse. What do you mean by that? We live as a lower rank and file. We live less of a life that God called us to live. We live an inferior, insignificant life than what we were called to live. So we don't want to neglect it or waste it or belittle it or determine that it doesn't really matter. Everything matters. As a prisoner of the Lord, I plead with you to walk in a way that is suitable to your high ranking, given to you in your divine calling. Notice that our walk is connected to our calling, and our calling is connected to our gifts. So when we discover our God-given spiritual gifts, then we discover our calling and the walk that we're to walk out in our life. Oh, it makes so simple and seems so clear. With tender humility and quiet patience, always demonstrating gentleness and generosity, love towards one another, especially towards those who may try, don't look at anybody right now, your patience. Be faithful to guard the sweet harmony of the Holy Spirit among you in the bonds of peace. Now, let me extract a revelation right here. Be faithful to guard the sweet harmony of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that it's the Holy Spirit that reveals to you your calling? Did you know it's the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, that reveals to you in that divine imagination that Steve Harvey talked about? It's the Holy Spirit. He's the one of the Trinity that reveals to you your calling. It's the Holy Spirit that shows you what you're to do with your life. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals to you your purpose, your assignment, and your destiny. The Holy Spirit. So you and I want to get to know the Holy Spirit, welcome the Holy Spirit, yield to the Holy Spirit, walk in the Holy Spirit, and pray in the Holy Spirit. Well, that's enough to praise Him right now. Can we have a praise break? Being one body and one spirit as you were all what? Called. Say it with me. I have a calling on my life. You could walk out of here and say, well, Pastor, what is it? How do I find it? By discovering your spiritual God-given gifts. The pathway to promotion in life is discovering, developing, distributing your God-given gifts and serve God with them and serving others with them. That is the pathway to promotion. Didn't he say that those of you that want to be the greatest have to be the servant of all? Being one body, one spirit, as you were all called into the glorious hope of a divine. Oh, do you all see the words? Boy, this is worth brushing your teeth and flossing and coming to church today. Not only do you have a divine calling and spiritual gifts, you have a divine destiny. When you walk in your calling, you fulfill your destiny. Destiny means destination. Destiny means destination. When you're walking in your calling, you fulfill your destiny or you complete your call and wind up in your God-given destination. So when you stand before God, when you die, He will say to you at Church on the Rock, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Everybody say, I have a calling and I have a divine destiny. Oh, I feel like a praise break. Come on, praise break, everybody. Come on, don't patty cake. Let the glory of the Lord shine on you today. 1 Corinthians 7:17, look for the word calling. May all believers continue to live in the wonderful lives God has called them to live. What kind of life has He called you to live? A wonderful life. Remember the movie we all watch at Christmas? It's a Wonderful Life. God called you to live not a beggarly life, meager life, defeated life, discouraged life, shameful life. God called you to live a wonderful life. Well, Pastor, how do I find that wonderful, abundant life? By discovering your God-given spiritual gifts that reveals to you your calling and purpose in life. And when you walk in your purpose, you're walking in the pathway to promotion. And your life is not average. Your life is not beggarly, meagerly, just get by, rob Peter to pay Paul, head just above the water. No, it's a wonderful life. It's an abundant life in Jesus' name. May all believers, I guess that would include all. I'm a believer, I wouldn't leave her. Who was that? That was the, yeah, monkeys. May all believers continue to live wonderful lives God's called you to live. Look, 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 look. According to what he assigns, that's assignment. I got a reason to get up. I got a reason to go on. I got a reason to fight the good fight of faith. I got a reason not to quit. I got an assignment on my life. I'm not a mistake. I'm not a has-been. I'm not a throwaway. God picks up throwaways. He uses nobodies to show the world he can make you into a somebody. May all believers continue to live in the life God called them according to what he has assigned for each person. For this is what I teach believers everywhere in St. Louis, Missouri. If when you were called, look at the word called. If when you were called to follow Jesus, you were circumcised, it would be futile to try to undo circumcision. If you were called while you were uncircumcised, there's no need to be circumcised. What he's basically saying is remember the time and the place where you were called. And don't change the calling on your life. Don't compare your calling. Don't belittle your calling. Don't neglect your calling. Don't say it doesn't count. It does count. It does matter. We are required to be stewards of that call. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting too excited about my own series. Your identity, man, we got people thinking they're boys who are girls and girls who are boys, and we have this problem with figuring out all you got to do is just look down. No, I can't say that anymore. Your identity before God has nothing to do with circumcision or uncircumcision. What really matters is following the Word of God. You will find your identity in the Word of God, not in the woke movement. You will find your identity in the Word of God. Right there it is. So everyone should continue to live faithful in the situation of life in which you were called. Say it with me. I have a calling. I have a destiny. I have a purpose. And it's all connected to my spiritual gifts. Well, I'm thankful. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful? Thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful. Oh, so everyone should continue to live faithful in the situation of life where they were called to follow Jesus. Walking in your call, walking in your assignment. Oh, my goodness. Walking in your call and your assignment, what will it do for you? Number one, it'll put you on the pathway to promotion. It'll put you on the pathway. You'll begin to feel like you're moving forward. You begin to feel like your life counts. It matters. You're important. You're significant to God. Number two, when you walk in your assignment and your calling, it will energize you. It will energize you. It will energize you. Number three, it will strengthen you. Oh, yeah. Your strength is connected to your calling, your purpose, your assignment, which is connected to your spiritual gifts. Knowing your spiritual gifts and developing them will strengthen you. It will strengthen you. And then number four, it will give you purpose. It will give you purpose. And the scripture I base that on, look at this scripture, everybody. John 4:34. Jesus said to them, "My food, my nourishment, my strength, my energy, my nutriments comes from doing the will of God who sent me, and I will bring it to completion." There's a food, a nourishment, a strength that's supernatural that comes into your life when you know your calling, your purpose. When you know your purpose and God's plan for your life, which is by knowing your gifts. When you do that and you walk in that, it energizes you. I'm 70. I'm more energized today. I'm more on fire today than I've ever been in all my life because I know my race isn't over and I'm going to run my race and complete it to the very end. When you know your assignment, your calling, your divine destiny, when you know your purpose, when you know why you're here, what does it do? It energizes, it empowers, it strengthens, it brings clarity, it brings a stir in your step. It gives you a different perception on the circumstances of life. You know you're sent. You know that you're here for a purpose, and you are going to finish what God has put you on this earth to do. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship as the team comes. We are his workmanship. And somebody said, God don't make junk. Created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God has before ordained the world that we should walk in them. Now, two things I want to bring out. You were created to be in Christ, and you were created to do good works. You were created to be in Christ. It means salvation, get born again, be a Christian. You were created to be in Christ, but not to sit, soak, and sour and wait until you die. You've been created to do something with your life. Do something with your life. Do something with your life. You've been created to be, and you've been created to do something with your life. That's your purpose. That's your assignment. That's your calling. But Pastor, I don't know why I'm here. I'm helping you. Discover your spiritual gifts, and you will understand your divine calling. Can we have one more praise break? Come on, can we thank God for the word? Thank you for revelation, Lord. Ephesians 2:10, we have become his poetry. We are recreated people to what? Fulfill the destiny. Say it with me, I have a destiny. We already read it. It's a divine destiny. He said, you are God's poetry. You are recreated to fulfill the destiny he's given each one of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the anointed one. Even before you were born, God planned. God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill that destiny. So before I give you the takeaways, I want to show you a little clip of somebody you might know. And this individual followed his passion for a while instead of his gifts. When he followed his passion, he was average. When he followed his gifts, he was legendary. Let's look at the clip. Be some words there below that, guys. But anyway, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan wanted to play baseball. He was average. That was his passion. But when he played basketball, that was his gifting. That was his gifting. He was legendary. I have a passion to play the guitar and the drums, but I don't have the gift. Come on, somebody. You hear people say, well, follow your passion, follow your passion. I say that's wrong. I say that's wrong. You can have a passion to be something, do something, and not the gifts, and you'll live a frustrated, fragmented, little, small life. Joe DiMaggio, the famous baseball player. I read his autobiography years ago, and he said he hated baseball. Joe DiMaggio. He hated practice. He never practiced. They said he'd walk out on the field, and he was just extraordinary. What did Joe DiMaggio have? A gift. You follow your gifts, not your passion. Because you can be passionate about writing. Can you write something somebody will read? Passionate about singing. Can you hit a note? Right? Passionate about building a house. Can you hit a nail? You don't go with your passion. You go with your gifting that God gave you, and you'll be extraordinary. Oh, come on, let's thank him. So discover your gift. Number two, develop your gift. And I'm still working on that. You pray for me. Develop your gift. Number three, use your gift well. Don't be average. Use your gift well. Number four, don't neglect your gift. Don't neglect your gift. Number five, don't compare your gift. You are unique. You are one of a kind. Don't let other people put you in a box. Be who God created you to be and do who God created you to do by discovering your spiritual gifts. I'm done. Did I help anybody today? Come on, let's give the Lord a praise for the word. Hallelujah. Can you bow your heads for just a moment and close your eyes? With our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning, I'd like to ask this question. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, if you've never surrendered your life and said, God, come into my life. I put you in charge of my life. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for me, that he rose again. If you've never done that, I'd like to lead you in a prayer here and online. Or you might be a believer, but you say, Pastor, I need to reset my life. I need to get my life in order. I'm off track. I want to rededicate, recommit my life today, either for the first time or rededication. This is a life-transforming moment right now. Don't miss what God has planned for you. Don't miss and live a life less than what he has planned for you. The Bible says if we neglect this gift, it comes from the Apostle Paul. He said, if I don't do what God's called me to do, I'll be cursed among all men, the Apostle Paul in the book of Corinthians. What does that mean? Live a life less than what God has. A wasted life, a half-hearted life. Don't let that happen to you. You say, Pastor, I'm not right with God, period. I want to get right with God today. If that's you online, punch the button on your screen, wherever you're at. If you need prayer, people are standing by. Faith is an act. You've got to do something. And we're going to do something new here in the sanctuary. I'm going to ask you right there where you're at. I'm not going to ask you to come forward or do anything right now. But if that's you and you say, Pastor, with our heads bowed, our eyes closed, pray for me right now. God is speaking into my life right now. Everything's going to change, Pastor. I surrender my life to God for the first time or rededication. I want you to lift your hand, but keep it up. Lift your hand up high in every section. Keep it up because the ushers are bringing you a gift right now, a book from me to you. Keep your hand up high. Nobody's going to embarrass you. I just want to give you the next step on how to walk this life out. Keep your hand lifted. Keep it up till an usher comes to you. As they're doing that, church, let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I repent of all my sin. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up and celebrate with heaven, can we? All of heaven is celebrating. Welcome to God's family.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.